use the word y'all to just one person, but meaning someone who's not there?
No. A southerner. In this part of the country, you won't.
Well, I might be addressing you, talking about your family, say, how are y'all doing?
That's right. Or y'all come see it.
But I would be referring to
it. You will be referring to a group of people. Right. You're right. You might be talking to that one person, like, how are y'all doing? Uh-huh. But you're referring to that group of people. You're not referring just to that person.
I might meet you upstairs and say, what y'all got down here this morning?
That's right. You're referring to a group.
How many bodies y'all got?
What's the French?
Your professor is going to go crazy.
There was a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You say, where are
your coats?
Did you ever say y'all's coats?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
You might say, where is y'all's coats, or where are your coats? I would say you'd be more inclined in this part of the country to say, where are your coats?
And there's been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone. You'd ask somebody.
Who was there?
What about who all was there?
No.
And there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. You'd ask about the children, are they?
How many children are they?
Or you want to know who they belong to, you say.
Oh, whose children are these?
Would you ever say who all's children are these?
No.
And if you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything he said, you'd ask someone.
What did he say?
How about what all did he say?
What all did he say? I've heard it used here, you know, what all did he say, but it's not real popular.
You don't think you'd use
it? I wouldn't use it, no.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And no one else will do it for them, you say he better do it.
Himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Different kinds?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like white bread, wheat bread? Is this what you're talking about? Rye bread?
What do people put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Have you ever heard of light bread?
Yeah.
What's the difference between white bread or light bread?
None. Not in this part of the country. White bread is light bread.
Uh-huh. Which term do you usually use?
White bread.
Uh-huh. And you said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's
bakery.
Okay. And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you say a sack might have 5 or 10 pounds. And something that's right and deep fat, it's got a hole in the middle.
A donut.
Okay. Any other names for donuts?
Coffee cake, I believe. That's not right. I'm sorry. That's not right. Donut. Coffee cake is something else. I'm sorry.
What about something that you make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 of these for breakfast?
Pancakes.
Okay. And what different things are made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Cornmeal. You can use cornmeal to fry oysters. Roll oysters in them as a batter. Some people might use it for, occasionally might use it for shrimp. Not very often, but you can.
And